This is City on the Hills podcast. We hope this message becomes a revelation in your heart and will encourage you to live a Christ-centered life. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Here's today's message.
I am so thankful that we can do this series together. Thank you for coming on this journey with us. I believe God is increasing our capacity to receive more of His Spirit. God is empowering us for victory. God wants us to live in victory. God wants you and me to know Him and to make Him known. And we can't do anything without His Spirit. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. He says you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Friends, I found that without the Spirit of God, we don't have the power of God. And without the power of God, we can't do the works of God. And God wants to show Himself mighty on our behalf. But this is the time for you and me to become hungry, to become thirsty, to become open and to say, Lord, I don't just want to be filled once. I want to be continually filled. Even reading my Bible, I don't want to read my Bible without the Spirit. The Bible says, your word is a lamp, Psalm 119, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Listen, friends, a lamp needs oil. And I believe the Holy Spirit, today we're going to talk about the oil of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I believe that without oil, the lamp can't shine. And without the anointing, without the Spirit of God, we will not be able to understand the Word of God effectively. And so I believe that His Word is Spirit and our life. And without the Spirit of God, we're going to struggle. So my prayer for you today is that you'd be open, that you'll receive everything that God's got for you, that there'll be a hunger, a desire in your heart, and that today, even as I speak, that you'll experience the anointing right there where you are watching. I do believe that we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, not only for Sundays. We need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, not only for specific events. We need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit for every single part of life. And so today I'm going to talk about the empowering of the Spirit, which is also called walking in the anointing, not only an anointing, but the anointing. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 29, that's why I work and struggle so hard. Now, Paul's writing to the church in Colossae, and he says, I'm struggling and I'm working. Friends, engaging with the kingdom of God, the mission of God, comes often with work and comes with struggle. Raising those kids, doing what's right at work, comes with work and it comes with struggle. But listen to what he says. We have a secret that the world doesn't have. And many religious believers sadly don't take hold of this reality. It says, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. I love this. He says, I'm working and I'm struggling, not depending on myself, not depending on my knowledge, not depending on my experience, not depending on my degree, not depending on what people think of me. I'm depending on Christ's mighty power that's at work within me. Now, Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means the anointed one, being anointed. Christ was anointed. And it says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, this is a key text for me today. Acts 10, 38 says, and you know that God anointed Jesus. Now, here's Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of glory, and here comes Jesus, and He was anointed. He had to be anointed. Friends, I'm here to say to you, you cannot be a husband without being anointed. Obviously, you need to be a man and be a husband to be anointed. You can't be a parent without being anointed. Mothers, you're going to struggle to raise those children without being anointed. We cannot be able to preach the gospel without being anointed. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Friends, a lot of people, they just don't walk in the power. I know the feeling. I know the feeling of trying but not getting it. Preaching but not seeing results. Praying but not seeing any impact. God wants us to pray with the anointing because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that lifts the burden. And it says, He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus, anointed now. Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one. Jesus went around doing good and healing all. Can you say all? All who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with Him. My prayer for you today is that you will not accept anything less than the life of Christ. That you will not accept anything less than the life of Christ. The Bible says that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives within me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me, Galatians 2:20. The Bible says that whoever is in Christ is a new creation. Whoever is in the anointed one is a new creation. It's no longer I that live, but it's the anointed one that lives in me. What does that mean, friends? As He is, so are you in this world. That means that your husband's married to you, ma'am, But he can be married to the anointed. The anointed one can empower you to be the wife you need to be. The anointed one can empower you, managers and owners and business leaders, to be the people that God's called you to be, because you can express the life and the power of the Spirit, because you are in Christ and Christ is in you, and you now have the life of Christ. You have the life of the anointed one and his anointing. Isn't that powerful? It's amazing for me how Paul says, I'm working with this mighty power, Christ's power, the power of the Holy Spirit. He went about doing good. There was a purpose. Jesus Christ had a purpose to being anointed. He wasn't just anointed for a goosebump. He wasn't just anointed for a conference. He wasn't just anointed for worship. He was anointed to do good. Remember, with this whole year, we're focusing on the good works that God's got for us. And the fact that even we don't want to have financial burdens, so that we can be a blessing, so that we can do good. And now we are empowered by the Spirit so that we can do good, so that we can destroy the works of the devil. We can heal everyone that's oppressed by him, and that we can bring the presence, the power, and the glory of God in Jesus' name. Verse 15 of Ephesians 5 says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. The first week we spoke about the wisdom that we can get from the Holy Spirit. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Don't be drunk. Don't go and find any other kind of intoxication or anything that's going to ruin your life. He says, instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you go and study it in the original, it actually speaks about a present continuous tense. Instead, be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe life gets challenging, friends. We've got family, we've got work, we've got a lot of challenges. And we're going to need the presence and the power of God in order to do the work and the purposes of God. Now, to anoint someone, anointing is literally comes from to rub with oil. So what they would do in the Old Testament is they would rub someone with oil, and that's how they would anoint them. They would anoint the priests, they would anoint the kings, they would anoint someone, rub them with oil, and that would be a sign, that would be a symbol of the presence and the power of God. That would be a symbol of the empowering of God for the purposes of God. My understanding of the anointing is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives for the purpose God has for our lives. Can I say that again? The anointing is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives for the purpose of God for our lives. Isn't that amazing? Now, in the Old Testament, we see how in David was anointed to be king. So oil was poured out. Samuel poured oil out over Jesus. Over David. And then David was anointed to be king. But he wasn't appointed yet. He was just anointed. But this anointing empowered David to overcome Goliath. This anointing empowered David to go beyond the natural. This anointing empowered David to become everything God called him to be, to embrace the purposes of God. And that's what this series is all about. The anointing makes all the difference. You can hear one person sing, they might sing better, but someone with the anointing, it makes a difference. You can see one person lead, they might have more charisma, more skill, more education, but it's the anointing that makes the difference. The anointing makes a difference. Jehu was a classic example. 2 Kings 9, we see how Jehu gets brought into this, and he's an ordinary man, and he gets brought into this room, and he gets anointed. And after being anointed, there's this anointing, there's this empowering that comes upon him. There's this ability that comes upon him. And there's this unction that comes upon him. And he goes beyond what's natural and he becomes a supernatural man. And what happens with Jehu is he turns around. There's a turnaround anointing. That people even that came against him started following him. And then he overturns Ahab and he literally brings an end to Jezebel. And you must understand, Elijah ran away from Jezebel. Jehu brought Jezebel down by the anointing. I don't know what Jezebel you're facing right now. I don't know what principalities you're facing. I don't know what government challenges you've got. I don't know what business issues you have. I believe the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing turns things around. You've got to trust God for the anointing. That's why I spend time with Jesus every morning. That's why at night when I pray for my kids, I pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm remembering of times of us sitting around the dining room table and us as a family saying, Holy Spirit, anoint us. Holy Spirit, empower us. Holy Spirit, give us your presence and your power. We want to be everything you called us to be. The anointing is what God rests upon his leaders. When we see Moses, Moses had the Spirit of God, and the Bible says, God said, appoint elders and I'll put the same Spirit that I put on you, I'll put on them. If you're far from God here today, friends, I want to invite you into a life of freedom. I want to invite you into a life where Jesus Christ paid your debt for you. He paid with his life on the cross to save you from eternal death. But not only to save you, but also to empower you so that you can know God. That's what the Holy Spirit, he opens up a way so that we can hear God and we can bring glory to God. The anointing is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can do the purpose of God for our lives. John chapter 1 verse 32, the Bible says, and I mean this is Jesus, you must understand now the Old Testament, we looked at David was anointed, we see Jehu was anointed, we see how Moses was anointed, we see how the priests and the prophets were anointed. Let's come to Jesus. Jesus was anointed, but he didn't just have an anointing, he had the anointing. And I'm going to teach the difference today. It says in verse 32, it says, and John bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I love this. Jesus Christ didn't just have a moment of the Spirit. He didn't just have this Holy Spirit for a moment or for a quick thing. He actually had the Spirit of God for life. The Spirit of God came, he remained with and upon Jesus. Now you must remember Saul. Remember Saul when he came among the prophets? What happened to Saul? He started prophesying. There was an anointing. I've experienced an anointing. I've gone into meetings where I've experienced people, everyone's getting healed, and then there's this an anointing for healing, and then people start praying for sick people and they see them recover. I've seen people prophesy, all of a sudden prophesying accurately. Why? Because there's an anointing. But that then when you put the same person 3 weeks later, put them on their own, and they don't have the ability to prophesy or to pray. Why? Because they had an anointing, but they didn't break through into the anointing. Saul only had an anointing for that moment. Sometimes if you look at Samson had an anointing, and then he would overcome the Philistines and he would do something, but he didn't walk in the anointing. I believe that the anointing is what Jesus came to unlock for his followers. Jesus Christ wants to unlock the anointing. That's why he's the anointed one, and he's anointed by God for a purpose. He's the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And now that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling inside of us. And now we need to trust God so that what he's put in us needs to come to the fore in our lives. Jesus had the anointing. There was a progression of Jesus going from literally being receiving the Spirit and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to show it to you. There's this progression. And I believe in the child of God, there's this progression that takes place. We firstly receive the Holy Spirit. We receive him. But then there's this journey that we go on in order to walk in the power of the Spirit. And I believe God wants to increase our faith in this time over this next season. Look at what happened to Jesus. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So you must understand, Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens opened, the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. God was saying, listen, I'm fully God and I'm fully man, but I'm going to show you that everyone needs to be baptized, everyone needs to lay down their lives, rise to a new life in Christ, the Spirit of God. That's why in our church, whenever we baptize someone, we pray for an infilling, an empowering of the Spirit, for the Spirit of God to fill them. Because Jesus himself said to the disciples, he says, you need the Spirit of God. Jesus did nothing, he did no miracles that we know of. He did no miracles before receiving the Holy Spirit. But listen, friends, it didn't stop there. He didn't just receive the Spirit. The Bible also says he was led by the Spirit. So God wants you and me to receive the Spirit. He wants us to be empowered by the Spirit, but he also wants us to be led by the Spirit. And my prayer for you is that you'd say, Holy Spirit, lead me. We touched on this in the first week. Holy Spirit, lead me. Verse 14 of Luke 4 says, then Jesus returned, came out of the wilderness, out of the desert, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to Galilee. And the news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region. Listen to what happened. Jesus Christ gets filled with the Spirit. He gets led by the Spirit. And then he comes out in the power of the Spirit. Friends, I'm here to say to you today that God wants all three for you. He wants you to be filled. He wants you to be led. And he wants you to be empowered. Now watch what Jesus does. He then starts speaking about the anointing on his life. He starts speaking about the resident reality of the Holy Spirit in his life. And this is what the child of God, this is what you and I, this is our portion. He says in Luke 4 verse 18, he's quoting Isaiah 61, which is the key text for our church and is the key text for your life as a child of God. It says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's saying, I have the anointing. He says, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Wow, listen to this. Jesus Christ, he's filled with the Spirit. He's led by the Spirit. He's empowered by the Spirit. And then he starts declaring something of now. I'm anointed. I'm anointed not only for my benefit. I'm anointed for a purpose. I'm anointed for a destiny. I'm anointed to make a difference. I'm anointed for a reason. I'm anointed here to bring freedom, to bring liberty, to bring restoration, to bring life, to bring healing, to bring truth, to proclaim the gospel, and to bring a brand new sight to the blind. Isn't that amazing? If you're far from God here today, Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth to bring you freedom, to bring you a new life. The old can be gone. Your sin, your shame, your guilt can be gone in Jesus. But if you're close to God with me, I'm here to say to you, friends, that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And so just like Jesus, he had this ministry of bringing about the gospel to the poor, this ministry about bringing freedom, this ministry of actually bringing liberty and actually bringing healing and restoration. That same anointing that's on Jesus is the same anointing that you and I have access to. Paul operated in the anointing. We see the Apostle Paul follow Jesus. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. He followed Jesus. Jesus had this lifestyle of depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Paul was anointed. You know how I know someone's anointed? They're not trying in the flesh. They're not trying to impress. They just rest in God. They know how good God is. They know how faithful God is. This has been the biggest breakthrough for me in my life. Have you ever played golf? You know when you play golf? Now, people tell me, because I can't play golf really well, but people tell me that the harder you try to hit, the worse you play. The harder you try, the worse you play. And that's what happens with people, is they try so hard to live in victory and in freedom that they actually start slicing the ball and they actually start messing it up. But they say if you can find a good rhythm with golf, if you can find a good rhythm, if you can just let the club do the work, if you can just let that iron do the work or let that driver do the work, just let it do the work. You got to focus, keep your eye on the ball, keep it focused, but let the club do the work. I'm here to say to you, friends, the anointing is the same. You just need to let the Holy Spirit do his work. Allow the Holy Spirit just to do what he can do as you rely on him. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that the deception that we need to try harder, we need to be better, we need to sweat in order for you to work. Holy Spirit, may we just learn to trust you. May we learn how to depend on you. May we learn and grow in walking in your anointing. Acts chapter 19, you must see how Paul walked in the anointing. Paul the apostle says in verse 11, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul. Who worked the miracles? God. God works these miracles. But whose hands are they? Paul's. There's a partnership here. He has a divine partnership. That's the anointing. So that even handkerchiefs and or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Now what? This is what happens. He's got handkerchiefs. He's got these aprons. And what they're doing is Paul's busy working, and he's doing life, and then he's like, oh, someone's ill. Paul doesn't go like, oh, now I've got to have a religious ceremony. Oh, now I've got to do something weird. No, he doesn't do that. He just gives him a handkerchief. Gives him. They take it. Why? Because Paul's carrying the anointing. Paul's carrying the anointing. If you're really anointed, friends, you're not going to be able to hide it. I've seen some people, man, they're anointed to administrate. Some people are anointed to lead. Some people are just anointed to raise kids. You must see them. Some people are anointed to teach. You must see teachers. Oh, we've got a guy in our church, Ben Pinar. He's just anointed for kids, man. This guy is just phenomenal. Some people, they're just anointed for stuff. I'm here to say to you, friends, God wants to unlock his anointing in your life for his purpose and for his glory, so that you would hear his voice and you'd bring him glory. I remember hearing a testimony by a preacher that's passed away, but many years ago, probably about 25 years ago, this guy was in a bookstore. And in this bookstore, a lady came to him and she said, oh, I know that you're a pastor. I know that you're a preacher. My son is standing at the end of that bookstore, and my son is full on into the occult. He's into Satanism. He's into drugs. He's so far from God. Can I please ask you, will you please go and talk to him, and will you please pray with him? And so this guy says, yeah, sure, I'll do that. So he understands that light overcomes darkness, and so he's not scared of the Satanist because he realizes that the devil is actually scared of us. He realizes that he's anointed. He's walking in the anointing. So you know what my friend, I mean, I actually knew him personally. This preacher, my friend, what he did was he went to this guy and he touched him on his shoulder like this. And the guy said, the guy felt something. And the guy turned around and he said, hey, man. He says, you make my legs go enos, the guy says. I mean, he was probably high on something. And so what happens is the guy says, why, man, you make my legs go enos. And as my friend looked at him, he said to the guy, listen, I want to pray with you. Today is your day of salvation. Jesus has got your number. I'm going to come to your house to minister to you. This guy goes, okay, yeah, yeah, no problem. Come to us. And so they arrange a time. It's a Saturday. The guy gets there. And he says, as he gets there, he realizes, listen, these guys are so out. They've just smoked weed. He can see there's cat blood on the curtains. They've done rituals in that place. He can sense the demonic activity. They've got drugs in the place, man, and there's alcohol, and it's terrible. And there's a whole household there, and there's friends in this room. And this guy says, he says, as he got there, he thought, oh, well, I'm wasting my time. This guy's out. And the guy goes like, hey, man. He just talks like he's completely out of it. And my friend says this. He says, as he looked him in the eyes. And the guy goes, oh, I'm sorry. And the guy became sober in front of him. And he realized that this is the difference between an anointing and the anointing. If you carry the anointing, the Spirit of God goes with you wherever you are. And like Moses says, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not take us up from here. And he says, as he looked at this guy, he could see a change in this guy. Started preaching the gospel to them in that lounge. All of the people in that lounge gave their lives to Jesus. They baptized them in water in the pool that night. They got radically born again. And when he told the story about 10 years ago, he says, they are still serving God today. Told the testimony. Because of the anointing. And you know what happens to most people is they never ever break through into the anointing. They have these awesome moments on Sundays. They have these amazing moments in the small group. But they never break through into a lifestyle of walking in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. They never break into saying, man, I realize that I'm anointed for every good work. I'm anointed to destroy the works of the devil. I'm anointed to pray for the sick. Because I am in Christ and Christ is in me. And Christ is the anointed one. I believe, and I've said this before, I'm going to keep on saying it, the anointing is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can do the work and the purpose of God for our lives. Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Friends, I don't know if you've got friends or family that you're ministering to. I don't know if you've got a situation that's burdensome. I'm telling you today, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that lifts the burden. And today I want to ask you, will you become desperate for the anointing? Will you become desperate to say, anoint me when I read my Bible, God. Anoint me when I pray. I want to pray anointed prayers. I don't want to pray religious prayers. I want to pray anointed prayers in Jesus' name. Lord, empower me. Empower me by your Spirit. Saturate me. Set me on fire, Lord. Just like John Wesley said, he says he sets himself on fire and people come and watch him burn. I've seen in my life, friends, I've experienced life with the anointing and without. I'm desperate for more of the anointing. Because then, friends, I can't take the glory because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. David's anointing, friends, was private before it became public. Most people want to jump from no anointing in their life to public ministry. I'm here to say to you, friends, that David was anointed in private. He was faithful with the anointing in private. And then when it was needed, when the Goliaths show up, then you can walk in the anointing in the public arena. I'm telling you today, friends, you're not just anointed to feel good. You're anointed to slay giants. And this is our season, friends. This is the church's finest hour. This is the time for us to rise above the storm. This is the time for us to rise above the circumstances. This is the time for us to rise above the natural and to embrace the supernatural in Jesus' name. You know what? You might say, but Mark, I don't even understand. I don't understand all these things. I'm here to say to you that the anointing, the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ through His Spirit, teaches us. When I walk in the anointing, I'm empowered to hear God's voice and I'm empowered to glorify Jesus. Those two things, to hear His voice, to understand Him, and secondly, to bring glory to Jesus. That's what the anointing does. You might say, but Mark, what's the purpose of the anointing? Number one is to hear God's voice, to understand God better, to know God. Number two, to glorify Jesus. That's the purpose of the anointing. The purpose of the anointing is to know God, is to understand God, to hear His voice, to know Jesus, and to make Him known. 1 John 2 verse 27 says, but the anointing which you receive from Him abides in you. It's already in us. His anointing. He is already in us. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have teachers, friends. It just means that as people teach us, that we trust the Holy Spirit to make it real to us, to make it alive to us. As someone preaches the word to you, you don't say, Lord, I don't rely on man, I don't rely on flesh. Holy Spirit, teach me through them. Lord, as I read maybe other manuscripts, as I study, Lord, I know the Holy Spirit, your anointing teaches me. But John chapter 14, verse 26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Friends, if you forget stuff sometimes, don't worry. You have the anointing. You have the Holy Spirit that can remind you, that can teach you all things. The anointing is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives for the purpose that God has for our lives. I believe a real move of God comes by His anointing, and that means it's priceless. Friends, you cannot put a price on the anointing. I remember Stephen the sorcerer, he wanted to buy the anointing. He wanted to buy the power. You can't put a price on the anointing. Jesus paid. The Bible says He was struck and then the Holy Spirit was poured out. You cannot put a price on the anointing. You can literally just position yourself. You can see God, trust Him, and let Him grow and release more of His anointing in and through your life. John 16 verse 13 to 14 says, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me. Watch it. For He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. See, when I walk in the anointing, those two things happen. Number one, I know God. I get to know Him. I get to know His Word. He teaches me. He guides me into all truth. He reveals. Revelation comes from the anointing. Revelation comes, even as I'm preaching to you now, revelation can come to you by the Spirit of God, by the anointing. But watch this, friends. It's not only for me to be blessed. It's also for me to bring glory to Jesus. The anointing teaches me about God. I'm empowered to hear God's voice and to glorify Jesus. You know, Jesus walked in such powerful anointing, friends, that He did not even cognitively have to decide to heal people, but they just touched Him and they got healed. My prayer and my desire for you and for me is that like it was in Mark chapter 5, when this woman that was suffering with the issue of blood for 12 years, she was suffering. She just touched the hem of His garment, but because He was anointed, she withdrew. She could withdraw power from Jesus. Why? Because He carried the anointing. And if Jesus said, you will do the works that I do and even greater things, if He said that you and I will walk in His power, if He said that we'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, if He said that as He is, so are we in this world, how much more will He not give the Spirit to those who ask Him, it says in Luke chapter 11. How much more will He not use you and me? Friends, I'm here to say to you, you can touch people, you can greet them and pray for them by the anointing and they can be changed. Like my friend looked at someone and they were changed. Like he touched someone and they could experience the presence of God. You could pray for, you could change the atmosphere at your workplace. I heard about this testimony about this lady that really wanted to change the atmosphere at her workplace. She understood that she was anointed, but it was a very conservative a school, and she was a teacher there. So she decided to go to school an hour before school starts, before other people get there. And she would walk the halls of the school, and she would pray. And she would pray for the classes, and she'd pray for the teachers, and she'd pray for the admin staff, and she'd pray for the principal. And as she would pray, friends, after almost a year of her praying, anointed prayers, soaking in the Holy Spirit, trusting God, friends, you know what happened? She overheard someone saying that they've got an illness, and this person's the wife of the principal of the school. And it's an illness that the doctors had no way. They did not have anything. They couldn't do anything for her. It was so severe that she was hopeless. And when she heard it, she was busy praying. She went to the lady and said, "You know what? Do you mind? Do you mind if I pray?" And she just prayed a very simple anointed prayer. She just prayed. You've got to learn how to pray short prayers if you pray in public. Anointed prayers. She prayed a quick prayer. "Lord, thank you so much for your healing power. Lord, I speak your health and your wholeness in this body." And the lady got miraculously healed at school. The anointing, friends, is not for Sunday mornings only. The anointing is for every single day, Monday through to Sunday, every day. Whether you're at work, whether you're in the shops, whether you're at school, or whether you are around the dinner table or the breakfast table or in a restaurant, no matter where you are, the anointing is available for you and me. Will you live anointed? Will you pray anointed? Will you read the Bible anointed? Will you work anointed? Will you share God's love in an anointed way? Will you be anointed? As He is, so are you. Let's pray together. Jesus, I want to pray any person that's watching today that's far from you, that you will draw them by your Spirit. That you'll draw them. And then today they'll know you. But for the rest of us, God, that are close to you, Lord, may we not settle for second best. May we embrace the anointing. Walk in the anointing. Walk in the presence, the power, and the glory of Jesus. May we listen to you. May we know you by the anointing. And may we bring glory to you, Jesus, with your anointing. May we destroy the works of the devil, not because of us, but because you are with us through giving us your Spirit, by anointing us with your Spirit. Jesus, we love you. We need you. And we cannot do this without you. Amen. Bless you, friends. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us for today's message. Don't forget to check out our website or visit City on a Hill International on Instagram or Facebook for our updates, celebration times, or ways you can get involved. We are also streaming our message on Facebook Live, so make sure you join us or share the post. Thanks again for checking out our podcast. We'll see you soon.